Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, a current executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. In this episode, we're going to break open the challenges facing leaders in the rapidly changing 21st century world of work. We'll touch on adapting to new technology, leading diverse teams, and working through disruption. The work environment is evolving. We're moving to more of a knowledge-based work in a complex world full of unknown challenges. Think about all of the disruption around you. The Internet of Things, digital platforms, artificial intelligence, the use of more social media and machine learning. All of these disruptions and new technologies have the ability to change and shape how we lead. According to a Harvard Business Review Analytics Services article, these tools and instruments are rapidly becoming as infrastructural as electricity. At the macro level, it's changing the landscape of work. At the micro level, it is impacting dynamics within teams, and leaders have to adapt. We think about managers and executives becoming aware of forthcoming developments, grasping the ramifications, considering how these problems might be utilized for themselves if businesses wish to stay ahead. Technology is changing at an unprecedented rate. Leaders need to be able to adapt. Doing so, you also have to find that balance of how adapting and merging new technology comes together with leading your current team, your current business processes, your communication processes. Leaders need to embrace new technologies and find ways to integrate them into their organization. A study by Deloitte found that companies that fully embrace digital transformation are 26% more profitable than their peers. Now me, I have a hard time embracing the digital landscape, but I know that it is impossible to avoid. The use of Microsoft Teams and Slack channels and communication make data available constantly, make people available at your fingertips. However, as a leader, being cognizant of the effect this is having on my team is of the utmost importance. Being able to strike a balance and lead in the 21st century of work takes transformational leadership. The old way of working in the 20th century, leadership was looked at as a means of command and control. During the industrial age, leaders and leadership was about line of sight, getting individuals to accomplish the direction based on my position of authority. Transactional leaders utilized systems of rewards and punishments to exert command and control over the goals and solutions, as well as the methods used for implementing those plans and solutions. Usually these systems are complex, but the goal is always to ensure that the leader's agenda is followed, offering rewarding for the pursuit of short-term goals or the punishment of not accomplishing those goals. In the 21st century digital age of work, this model is outdated. Moreover, increased connectivity and information sharing is contributing to breaking hierarchies. Think about that for a second. Access to information, knowledge management systems, being able to share information in real time, decentralizes command and control. Employees are required to participate then in decision-making processes. They are required to have input and insight because they can add value. Leadership roles have become vital to capture the real value of digitalization, managing and retaining talent via better reaching, connecting, and engaging with employees. This is the power of leading in the digital age. New possibilities arise in the form of virtual teams, smart working, communication tools. The speed and access to information has influence over the power structure and where people draw power from during the 21st age of leadership. As a leader in the 20th century, using transactional leadership, you centralize decision-making, you centralize access to power. Information, position is what leadership was. What leadership is dispersion of power, drawing on a different variety of sources. enabling your team to participate and make decisions, bringing people together through the use of better technology and information systems. As the world becomes more connected, teams are becoming more diverse. And diversity brings different perspectives, experiences, and skills, which can lead to innovation and success. However, it also brings challenges, such as communication barriers, conflicting values, and unconscious bias. Leaders need to be aware of their own biases and create an inclusive culture that values diversity. And according to a McKinsey and Company study, companies in the top percentage for racial and ethnic diversity are 35% more likely to have financial returns above their respective national industry averages. The more diverse your team, the better you can perform. And as information becomes more distributed within the organization, power tends to be decentralized. Digital transformation allows for real-time involvement of followers in many decision processes. Leaders are expected to adopt to a more inclusive style of leading because we can use more two-way communication and more two-way interaction. Now that people have access to and the ability to process high volumes of fast-paced incoming and outgoing data, and analyzing it and prioritizing it making sense, leaders have the ability to make more data-driven decisions involving more people in the decision-making process. And they have a necessity to collaborate with more people who have access to information, who share information. The new world of work requires a transformational style of leadership. Transformational leaders inspire and encourage those that they collaborate with by motivating and creating opportunities for positive change. Transformational leaders' focus is on designing a positive future for the organization in collaboration with the people whom they lead. They lead by example rather than through a system of rewards and punishments or directives. Transformational leaders encourage their teams to challenge the norm, question the assumption of the old way of doing things, and take risks. Two ways leaders do this is by being role models and recognizing the value of the contributions of their team members. You can think of leading in the digital age of work as leadership in the context of being more collaborative, co-creating opportunities for team members to be solution-oriented and to have input, communication, up, down, left, and right, giving people access to the information that they need when they need it, and a coaching style of leadership, being more of a guide, a facilitator, asking those questions, getting your team to raise their level of self-awareness and ownership of the outcomes that you're responsible for. Embracing leadership in the context of allows you to adapt and flex to work through disruptions. Disruptions can come in so many different sources: changing customer demands, new competitors, or economic shifts. It's easy for employees to feel anxious or demotivated during times of uncertainty, which can lead to a negative company culture. So leaders can communicate openly and transparently during times of disruption, leveraging those pieces of technology, leveraging the tools that you have in the digital age to help share information, to disperse it amongst your team, to give them access to it readily, and build transparency. By doing this, it can help reduce anxiety and build trust. A study by Edelman found that employees who trust their employer are 2.5 times more likely to stay at their company. One of the positions I held as a leader was when I had a maintenance recovery team, and we were deployed to support Operation Iraqi Freedom. This team was comprised of subject matter experts. We had a team that had combat drivers, combat lifesavers, heavy equipment mechanics, wheeled vehicle mechanics, welders, crane operators, heavy equipment transportation drivers, and me. I was a non-technical officer in charge of this team. And in the digital age, on the battlefield, access to information was critical. Decision authority being dispersed in an asymmetric battlefield helped keep us alive. I was able to pull together a team of highly trained, functional, and technical expertise because I embraced leadership in the context of in the 21st century, sharing information, having multiple touch points with my team, building trust and mutual support, cross-training, dispersion of power, giving my team the right and left limits of what decision authority they had and what decision authority I had to retain. We went on countless missions outside of our operating base to recover damaged or destroyed vehicles. These missions were not easy. They were complex challenges in an ever-changing, ever-evolving environment. But because of the leadership that we shared, the dispersion of information, allowing our teams to have access to that information so we could move with speed and agility on the battlefield, we were successful. Everyone came home. You couldn't possibly plan and train for every single variable or variety of scenario that may occur. So instead, I led my team to be critical thinkers and creative problem solvers. Leaders need to embrace and adapt to the digital age of work. Sharing leadership and becoming more inclusive gets you better results. And trust in leadership and well-being at work will retain your team members. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Share it with your fellow leaders. We value your feedback, so please leave a review. Let us know what topics you'd like to explore next. Stay curious, stay connected, and keep empowering your teams to reach new heights. See you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me today on Leadership Decoded. To explore more of what's happening on the stacks, head over to youtube.com/onthestacks. If you want to keep the conversation going, connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're interested in learning more about leadership and team development for your organization, don't hesitate to reach out. Let's have a conversation on a workshop that I can coordinate for you. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Be well, my friends.